47. You can get tickets ahead of time at Napa High and at Vintage High School. The game tickets will go on sale Friday at Memorial Stadium at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. The gates will open at 4 o'clock. KVON will be broadcasting the Little Big Game. That's the JV game. Neither team has lost in the league. 4:30 is their time for the broadcast. Following that will be the varsity action on KVON around 7:30. Stanford is back in the Associated Press College Football Poll at number 24 this week. Utah, number 23. But Alabama is still number 1. Clemson is up to number 2. Notre Dame is number 3. LSU, number 4. Michigan, 5. Texas, 6. Georgia, 7. And Oklahoma is 8. Ohio State, by the way, after losing to Purdue, dropped down to number 11. Bruce Koepka is golf's new number 1. He replaces Dustin Johnson as the world's top-ranking golfer. Koepka repeated as U.S. Open champion. He won the PGA Championship and was named the PGA Tour Player of the Year. Earlier this week, former U.S. World Cup goldkeeper Tim Howard had his fifth shutout of the season, leading Colorado Rapids to a tie with the San Jose Earthquakes, 0-0 at Avaya Stadium. San Jose, 4 wins, 20 losses, 9 ties, the worst team in the Western Conference. Tonight it's San Jose Sharks hockey at Nashville. You can hear the broadcast on KVON beginning at 5 o'clock this evening. The Sharks at Nashville. Tomorrow night it'll be Golden State Warriors basketball. Warriors are home to the Washington Wizards. 7:30 airtime for the broadcast on KVON. And the World Series underway tonight at Boston, the Dodgers and the Red Sox. Need physical therapy? Contact Napa Valley Physical Therapy Center. Bruce McCall and his partner, Rob Brandon, are available to assist you in evaluating and treating any injury from any sport or work-related problems for any age. So if an injury occurs or a physical problem exists, contact Napa Valley Physical Therapy Center with a tradition of quality care and clinical excellence since 1952. Located at 433 Soskal Avenue in the Gasser Building, Napa Valley Physical Therapy. Here is Vince Campagno from Napa Nissan celebrating Napa Nissan's 50th anniversary.
My family is proud that Napa Nissan has been serving the Napa community for over 50 years and is still going strong. We started by selling Datsuns, and now Nissan has a full line of dependable and economical vehicles. From the all-electric Leaf to the new diesel Titan HD, we have it all. I give credit to my dedicated employees, including our friendly, knowledgeable sales staff and our award-winning service department, the best in the business.
Napa Nissan at 510 Soskal Avenue and NapaNissan.com.
You're listening to 1440 KVON, the voice of Napa Valley. Here's your host, Barry Martin.
And welcome back now, 7:36 at KVON. It's the morning show for Tuesday, the 23rd of October. Good to have you along. And let's take a quick look at the markets here before we dive back into the show. We've been watching this big slide on the Dow, now up to 525 points. That's over 2%. S&P is off 2.25% now, and the NASDAQ's down 2.5%. That's 191 points. Not getting any better as the second hour of trading today begins. We'll keep an eye on the latest roller coaster from Wall Street. Traffic-wise, we've had some problems in the 1280 area this morning and around the truck scales. Let's see if there's anything new. Looks like the answer to that is no. So the things I told you about 6 minutes ago are still all true. I'm going to have faith you were listening 6 minutes ago and you have that information. Current temperature is 39 degrees at the Napa County Airport. We're on our way to a high around 73 in Napa for today. I'm Barry Martin, and our guest in this next segment is Napa City Council candidate Liz Alessio, as we work our way through talking with each of the six candidates again this week, as we are 2 weeks out from Election Day. Good morning.
Good morning, Barry.
Thanks for coming in today. Yeah, you have a cast on your wrist. Tell us how that happened. You've been campaigning so hard.
Yes, everybody's asking me if I've knocked on too many doors. I've shaken too many hands, and I haven't. And this is not my dominant hand, thank goodness. No, really, what happened is that Donnie Robinson, a local favorite, who is a BMX professional, a bronze Olympic medalist, and worldwide champion at BMX, has started this fantastic family program in South Napa at the Kennedy Park with a BMX track. And they had an inaugural fundraiser a week ago Saturday and invited those who are elected, such as Scott Sedgley was out there with his mountain bike and his coconut cup holder racing against Ryan Gregory, who's very serious and very competitive. And Kate Miller was out there, and she was cycling against the gentleman that runs and operates the Vine Trail. Anyways, there's different setups. Mm-hmm. And they invited all the candidates for Napa City Council. Yeah. And so myself and Ricky were the two brave or crazy souls to be there. And we had a great race. And I went down for just a flash, just for a moment. We popped back up, and it was very close to the very end. And Ricky beat me at that. So
you just went down long enough to break a bone in your wrist.
A couple fractures.
Yes. Right. That won't keep you down, though.
No, that does not keep me down. As a matter of fact, we popped back up, and we had a great race. And I want to say thank you to Ricky, because he actually did. He slowed down, and he checked to make sure I was okay. And I said, I'm fine. Race is on. And it was quite an exciting end.
That's a good sign.
Yeah.
All right. So let's get into it a little bit. As mentioned, 2 weeks to go in what, without doubt, is the longest campaign period for the Napa City Council in history.
I know.
I don't have any factual basis for that except my own observation, and I don't think anybody will disagree with me. What's different for you now, 2 weeks out, than it was when you started? What have you learned during this period
of time? Oh, my goodness. I've learned so much. It's been an incredible process, and I want you to know it was 404 days ago that I had my announcement, which was September 14th last year. And now we're down to these 14 days. You know, I went in with the, really wanting to connect population health with city planning, policy, and zoning. Because in the 10 years I've worked for Queen of the Valley Medical Center and community benefit, I've seen this great decline in these disparities in our community, just disenfranchised more and more over time with this lack of housing, and which is really triggered more poverty and folks being forced to move from town or commute in and out of town, and how that affects one's life, quality of life, and health and longevity, and also our communities. There's direct connections there, and really want to bring that to the city of Napa and to that conversation on city council. But I've learned a lot along the way. I've learned, just so much more about the infrastructure of this city, talking to folks, knocking on doors and canvassing. That is a privilege and an honor. And I want to thank everybody who's given me the time when I've knocked on your door and you weren't expecting somebody, to open up and just give me, share your thoughts, your concerns, your frustrations. I hear you, and I feel you, and we have a lot of opportunity on city council to make a shift, to really have a more balanced approach that really does focus on the needs of the Napa residents. So that's something I've been saying all the way through. I know it's not going to happen overnight, that we really need to implement this into our priorities, our planning, our budget. When we started, we had a different city manager. So we have new leadership with Steve Potter that I'm excited for, honestly. And really, I think the Civic Center is an example, where when you don't engage community early on with true collaboration and true transparency, it's counterproductive. And it's just not the best way to approach city government. And I really believe Steve will I know that's how Steve operates and his management style. I've heard a lot about the frustrations around those who are here wanting to build homes, our developers. We need to work together, and this is true in the nonprofit world that I I come with this experience is that, you know, we work with everybody, those who you would even view as maybe your competition, or you may not have the same motives or intentions, but truly for the greater good of anything, especially our community, we need to come together. Our local developers are very interested and care a lot about this community. And I think that that's been probably the most heartwarming and surprising thing I've learned. And so we, you know, what can we do to come together to make it easier for them to build housing that's affordable and affordable housing, for instance, because that's one of our number one issues that we really need to address. So looking at a continued being on the Housing Coalition for over a year, I've learned so much through that coalition. Great people, you know, Chuck Shineman, Joelle Gallagher, Sharon Macklin, Eva Kahn. Dave Whitmer, Bob Massaro, I mean, great people, working with them and really studying the different cities in different areas, different destination cities. Teresa Zemney did this great research. She's on the coalition too. So just so much. I've learned so much. I can't wait to bring it to council. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
There's a lot of talk, and a lot of it is, you know, anecdotal, and it's personal experience and personal feeling from person to person. People differ. But there's a mood afoot, and Measure C brought a lot of this out, that we're reaching some kind of saturation point in terms of tourism. A lot of people, if we asked that of a group, a lot would say we're past the saturation point. Mm-hmm. They've been fed up for a while. A lot of people who might have been more tolerant in the past are becoming less tolerant now. I think we all have experienced traffic in a way we've never seen it before, congestion in places we've never seen before, and a general feeling that it's getting frustrating for people who've been here for a while. You've been here your whole life,
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Is there such a thing as an end? Is there such a thing as a cap? Do we need, as people like to say, do we need this in town, another hotel, for example, the post office project now, as another downtown hotel? Are we on the right track?
Well, we've gone beyond the tipping point here in Napa when it comes to creating a balanced community. You know, honestly, we are way out of balance when it comes to hotels versus housing, in terms of the attention and the what we've done for our tourist industry and what we've done for this community and for the residents. And that's the frustration and that's the resentment that people are bearing. And I get that. I see that too. We don't have the current infrastructure on our roads. We don't have the traffic mitigation set up. We don't have the housing set up for the people to be able to live here and work here. And, you know, that's really that balanced approach that we really need to have on city council. And we need that political will on city council to say, you know, these are great projects. But we have to do this with a balanced approach. We need housing. That's in part my opposition with the Civic Center. It doesn't align with our needs. You know, so as we know, it's over $120 million, dollars, and it's a great project, but right now we have folks who need housing. We have folks who are stuck in congestion, in town and out of town. So we really don't have the infrastructure. And so we have to work on that. We have to work on our capacity and our infrastructure so we can have, we can be that worldwide city, destination city that, you know, Napa, we're really at that breaking point, of potentially losing the charm and uniqueness of Napa. And that's for people who want to come here and visit. You know, as a former business owner way back when, you know, I understand, you know, branding and making sure that your product is something that really has that standard. And Napa's always had an exceptional standard with our wines and our restaurants and our hotels and our hospitality. And we're suffering. You know, I've really seen a decline in that in terms of us as an industry. But more so, my greater concern is what it's doing to the people who are here in Napa. And that's really why I'm stepping up, because we need to address the needs of the Napa residents first and foremost right now. We've been the residents, you and me and our neighbors in this community, we've been on the back burner too long, in my opinion, and it needs to be the priority. So yeah, we do have a capacity, and we have a tipping point, and I believe that we're beyond that tipping point.
In specifics on this latest hotel proposal for the post office project, mm-hmm. the Planning Commission has approved that.
Yeah.
It's moving forward. If you're elected and that comes before you as a council member, how would you vote on it?
That's a really good question. And I wasn't at that Planning Commission meeting. Our Housing Coalition members were there. You know, right now we have about 2,500 hotel rooms, between hotel rooms and guest rooms here in Napa. And we have, you know, roughly 2,500 in the pipeline that have essentially been approved. So we're looking at doubling our hotel rooms. And this is data that I can provide and send to you that's been generated by the Housing Coalition. I tell you, I love that building, and I love the idea of preserving the building and doing something really special with it. I'm concerned about what everybody else is concerned about. Do we have capacity downtown? Do we have the parking? A lot of people are really frustrated with the parking too. Where are we going to have people park? You know, how do residents park, you know, downtown and access, you know, the stores and be able to go downtown? So I have concerns. I don't have a decision on it. I think that the vision for it is actually pretty cool. But can we do it now? Just like the Civic Center, you know, I really just want to make sure that we're taking care of our residents.
Mm-hmm. In terms of the Civic Center project, there seems to be general agreement that the city has a lot of old facilities that need a lot of maintenance. You have city departments scattered out all over town, which is mm-hmm. not optimal for residents when they need city services. If the Civic Center that's been proposed is not the answer, what is the answer? What would you suggest as a different direction to go if you don't favor the current project?
Well, I do favor bringing the city departments together. I think that's best for the city, and that's best for the residents. So I think that's a win-win. So I would move forward with that. I just don't think that we need to spend $120+ million on something so grand, especially right now. And so I would do it in stages. We do need a new police department. I would look at and get more information. I know that I have only so much information being a resident and doing the research I have that council and mayor may have more information. So I'd like to look at really in terms of the priorities, what would be first, a new police department or, you know, a new city hall that has our city services together. But I would do it in stages. So I'm not sure which I would do first. The Fire Station 1 seems to be fine for what it's doing in the location. So I wouldn't disturb that. But yes, I would definitely move forward and see, okay, what do we need to do first? What makes most sense and would benefit the residents the most?
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Council Candidate Liz Alessio in our latest round of interviews 2 weeks before Election Day. We're trying to talk with each candidate this week and just update a variety of topics. The Napa Valley Register came out with their editorial page endorsement this past weekend.
Mm-hmm.
This is a council race that has a lot of firsts in it. Like I was saying, it's the longest council race ever. I think more candidates staying in the race all the way to the end, it appears, than we've ever seen before. And now we have an endorsement scenario we've never seen before. Out of six people, they selected only one person, said another four of you were okay, and then there was one person that they recommended against, which is kind of weird. What was your reaction to that endorsement piece by the Register? Let's talk about that for a second.
Well, my interview with the editorial board was really great, actually. They a great group of people, very caring. They really care about this community. I thought it was a really good interview. And, Mary, She has experience. She has, you know, some time on council. I can see, I'm not surprised they selected Mary. She and I share several endorsements. The Napa Police Officers Association, the Firefighters Association, city employees. We share those, labor. We also share those, you know, we want this to be a place where we people can live and work and have a wage that can sustain themselves and have a quality of life and keep a roof over their head and feed their children and take care of things and have some oxygen. You know, when you run out of money, it's kind of like somebody's got a grip on your oxygen. You know, it's really tough to get through until the next payday. So, you know, so those things that, you know, we are, like-minded and we have those same endorsements. The editorial, they did say that, they were unanimous in selecting Mary. They thought, Bernie and myself and Pete would be the second, you know, second choice. They couldn't come to a consensus, a group consensus or unanimous vote on that. We all bring something different. You know, I bring the, of course, the longevity of Napa and multi-generations, been a business owner, been in healthcare and have that community health aspect that they've never heard before. And this is something that I didn't create. This is something that other cities are approaching, they're doing, that are Dr. Karen Reluccio, and who's our director of public health and our health and human services, and the work that we do and that we're trying to get in the fold with city. But it's new to a lot of people, and that's great because it's something new and fresh and in a way that we can enhance the well-being of people here in Napa and our city in general. So that was exciting. And they mentioned that I have some things to learn, and I do. You know, this last year, I've learned a lot, and I know going on to council, just like when you start any job, you want to go in there with an open mind and with this eagerness to learn. And I'm really eager to learn and excited to continue to be more of an instrument for the people of Napa and for the city of Napa. Mm-hmm. So I thought, you know, I thought that it was a good editorial. It was interesting, you know, and actually they selected, Mary as their unanimous, endorsement. They also, some of that, just how they worded it was just a very honest opinion from them. So it's pretty candid.
Mm-hmm. You have talked in your campaign a lot about public health topics.
Yeah.
I'm not sure any council candidate ever has done that. It's another first in this race.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, the city doesn't have a health department. Those functions are conducted by the county. Do you believe the city should have a health department, a public health mm-hmm. division or department?
No, I think the city needs to work with the county. Absolutely. I know there's some kind of barrier between, I think it's a combination of two things. One, I think that in the status quo, or not status quo, but I think that it used to be when our city wasn't as big, county would handle the county issues and public health, and city would manage the city issues. And they would just, that's just how it was divided. But as we've grown and we have more common issues and concerns that we need to address, we really need to work together. We need two by twos. We need two city council members working with two county supervisors on these issues, such as housing and our roads and traffic congestion, our water issues, a lot of different issues that we really need those two by twos, two city council members and two supervisors to work together. We need our city and council, our city and our county to work as collaborators, to work as community, as partners. And that is something that we haven't been very successful at, and I'll work really hard at doing. I'm actually very good at bringing people together. You know, even my campaign, which I have, you know, 29 members strong on my core committee for my campaign, ranges from ages 17 to 77, and folks from very far left to very far right and everything in between, different socioeconomics, just different viewpoints, but we can come together for the greater good. I've done that with Operation with Love from Home, with the Napa County Holiday Assistance Programs, with a lot of different programs of bringing people together, and I think diversity creates strength, honestly. So I'll be working hard on creating those stronger partnerships.
We've been talking with Liz Alessio, council candidate, 2 weeks away from Election Day. Thanks for making time to come in again.
Are we done?
You were done.
Oh, my goodness.
And
okay.
I would suggest if anybody wants to race you in any vehicles, just say no at this point.
Yeah, be careful with that. Okay. Okay, thank you,
Thanks
Barry.
Thanks for coming in today.
Appreciate it.
It's 7:57. Quick break for important messages, and then we'll check out the markets, which are continuing to be in decline today. We'll look at traffic and weather for you as well after these messages.
Okay, I have to tell you about this. A few days ago, I really needed several thousand dollars fast, so I called 844-7-LOAN-ME. I've used loan companies before, but LoanMe was different. First of all, my agent was very calm and clearly explained everything about the loan. He said I didn't need